أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and Ramadan Mubarak. I hope and pray that all of you are having a blessed month of Ramadan as we begin in this very first day of this blessed month of Ramadan for the year 2018. And thank you for joining us once again this year as we delve into the theme of Ramadan reflections. And this year, the specific theme that we want to go over is leadership and management principles from the Noble Quran. Now, as a preamble, let me take a few moments to speak about the importance of this topic. One of the first things, however, is that when we look at the religion of Islam, we are told many times and we understand that Islam is defined as a complete way of life, a complete code of conduct in every aspect of our day-to-day activities. And so, yes, Islam moderates, it regulates everything, including the food that we eat, how much food we eat, what kind of food we can eat. It regulates and moderates who we can marry, how marriages take place, how divorces take place. Islam governs every single aspect of our day-to-day life. And if we make this bold statement and claim that Islam is indeed a complete way of life, a code of conduct for every aspect of our life, then when we look at the concept of leadership, of management within our communities, within our societies, and actually even within our family structure, if we believe Islam to be the guide and the teachings that we need to implement in every area, then it stands to reason that the Quran must speak about leadership. It must speak about management on a practical, day-to-day basis, what you and I go through in our family life, and maybe in our workplace, maybe in our non-profit institutions. And so within this series, over these next 30 days of this beautiful, blessed month of Ramadan, we want to look at 30 verses of the Quran. What we would like to do, however, is not just reflect on the leadership or managerial aspect of that verse. We would like to also speak about the verse in the universals. What does the verse talk about? So we will go over a brief explanation, a brief tafsir of every verse in these next 30 days. But our prime focus and goal will be to extract lessons of leadership, of management, of administrational practices that we should be looking to implement. All of us are leaders in one way or another, whether it be at home, within our family setting, whether it be, let's say, if we volunteer in a nonprofit organization, maybe we volunteer in our mosque or another institute, or maybe at work, maybe we're a director, maybe we're a manager, maybe we're at some level where we are taking charge of other individuals and their tasks and responsibilities. Ultimately, all of us in one way or another are a form of a leader, a manager, a guide, a mentor. And so we want to look at these verses of the Quran that hopefully can help each and every one of us become the best leaders, the best managers, the best guides. And ultimately, obviously, it's not only about leading and managing and guiding, it is about guiding ourselves, helping ourselves become better individuals. And obviously, what better way to become better individuals than in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we will be spending the next 30 days fasting, praying, submitting to Allah, engaging in supplications. And as a part of that 30-day regiment, I hope you will take the opportunity to spend a few minutes with us every day to reflect on these verses of the Quran as we seek to better become better believers, better human beings, and ultimately better practitioners of the teachings of the Quran, as exemplified by Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and the Ahlul Bayt, the chosen successors of the family of the Prophet. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Without further ado, let us go into our first topic for today, for this month of Ramadan, for day number one of the blessed month of Ramadan, which is the topic of worthy of the position. Now the topic for today comes to us from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter number 2, verse number 34. Before we go into listening to the verse and reading it together, let us reflect on the fact that this chapter and the beginning, the introductory verses, speak about an event that took place in another world of creation. And this is the event which is spoken about in the Quran in terms of the creation of Adam, the creation of Eve, and the obligation that God put upon the angels to prostrate, to submit themselves fully to the orders of God, and to prostrate in front of Adam, peace be upon him. Before we go to the explanation and the lesson that we want to learn and derive today in terms of our attempt at understanding leadership and management from the Quran, let us have a listen to this beautiful verse and its translation, and then we'll come back and have a quick review of some of the finer points that we wish to extract from this particular verse. Allah says the following statement:
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ.
And recall when we said to the angels, make prostration to Adam. Now, as we said, that the history behind this verse is as important as the moral lesson which we want to derive today. The history of the verse in a nutshell is that in some other realm, at some other time that we have no really clear understanding of when this event occurred and transpired, is that God had determined to create the human being, create Prophet Adam, who would be the first human to roam this earth from our generation. He created Adam, he fashioned him with his power of creation, and he then told the angels after this creation was completed, perfected, the soul was breathed into the body of Adam. God told all of those in the assembly, which included the angels and an individual known as Iblis, who was of the category of the jinn, of the third type of creation that God has put in existence. God said that he asked, or rather he ordered everybody in that gathering to prostrate towards Adam. The angels who were there were ordered, were obligated, just as you and I have obligations from God and prohibitions. The angels were obligated, and because Iblis, who is a jinn, but was a part of that gathering, he also was ordered, obligated, instructed to submit to the command of and the will of God, and to prostrate towards this new creation that God had brought forth. We know that from the story that he did not listen to God, and as the verse continues and it says that he became proud and arrogant, and he was of the disbelievers. And so he disregarded the rules of God. Although the angels all submitted to God, they prostrated towards Adam, this new creation of God. However, Iblis refused, and he became of the arrogant, proud individuals who did not want to submit to the orders of God. Now, what can we take out of this very introductory verse of our series in terms of leadership and management principles? As we see, the theme is worthy of a position, of a status. When it comes to us in our temporal world, in our leadership capacity, one of the things that we have to appreciate based on this verse of the Quran is that competency to carry out a task is more important than an individual having seniority. The angels were definitely much more senior in terms of their creation, in terms of their worship of God. Maybe they were in existence for thousands or tens of thousands of years worshiping God. But yet a new person comes out on the scene, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. And God orders angels who had been subservient to him for an infinite amount of time to submit and to prostrate to Adam, who was, again, a relatively new phenomenon on the scene. And this shows us in our own personal day-to-day life and leadership and management that it's not always about seniority. It's not about somebody who's been within an organization, whether it be a nonprofit, charity, or a business for 10, 15, 20 years serving. Definitely those people who serve long, they have a level of respect we show them because they have been loyal to the company or loyal to the organization for many years. But ultimately, it's not only about how long you have served, it is about do you have the competencies to serve? And so what we appreciate from this verse is that it comes down to core competencies within an individual. You may have people who have been with a company for 20 years or working with a nonprofit charity in a, let's say, executive role for 10, 15, 20 years, but they're stagnant. They're not progressing. They're not moving the values and the goals of the institute or the company forward. And somebody new comes on, they're hired to take on a responsibility. And they have the skills, they have the educational background, maybe they have previous experience in another institution, in another organization, another company, and they are able to actually, you know, materialize and give what it is that the company needs. And so what we see from this verse is that being worthy of the position of a leader, of a director, of a whatever position you want to call it, is not based on anything other than the competencies which that individual has. It's not based on nepotism, on family name or heritage or lineage or where you come from. And it's definitely not based on seniority, right? That is a reason to respect a person, but it's not a reason why they should be chosen to take on a important task within a organization, within a business, or what have you. So as we close in this first day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we ask our Creator to give us the ability to fast for this upcoming month. We ask our Creator God to give us the ability to stand for prayer in the nights. We ask God for us to have the ability through the act of fasting to control all of our organs. And we ask God the Almighty to let us feel the hunger and pain that those people around the world are feeling on a day-to-day basis. At least we know that this evening we will break our fast with a meal, maybe a very luxurious meal at that, but that there are many people around the world, Muslim and not Muslim, who don't know if they will actually be eating dinner today. So let us thank God and let us ask Him to give us the ability to learn from His book in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.